President Trump yesterday, as you know, in the grounds of the White House, broke the law. He called on two countries, Ukraine and China, to interfere in America's 2020 presidential election by digging up dirt on his likely opponent, Joe Biden, the former vice president of the United States, and his son Hunter, who used to do business in both Ukraine and China. And today, President Trump returned to the lawn of the White House to just justify what the vast majority of observers here in Washington believe is an attempt by the president to break federal election law, which prohibits him from soliciting support of any kind or any value from a foreign government. Here's what Donald Trump had to say today.
I don't care about Biden's campaign, but I do care about corruption. His campaign, that's up to him. Politics, that's up to them. I don't care about politics. Politics, as I think I made clear, and yesterday somebody asked me a question, and I gave an answer, but always in the form of corruption. What I want to do, and I think I have an obligation to do it, probably a duty to do it, corruption. We are looking for corruption.
Multiple times, President Trump at that appearance insisted that there was a distinction between digging up political dirt on Joe Biden, and going after corruption. That strains credulity. Not my opinion, but the opinion of Mitt Romney, a former Republican presidential candidate who took to Twitter a short while ago to describe the president's actions as wrong and appalling when the only American citizen President Trump singles out for China's investigation, wrote Senator Romney, is his political opponent in the midst of the Democratic nomination process. It strains credulity to suggest that it is anything other than politically motivated. Senator Romney, of course, is one of those Republicans who may well end up determining the fate of the Donald Trump presidency, because if President Trump is impeached by the House of Representatives, there will then be a trial in the U.S. Senate, where Republicans like Senator Romney are in the majority. They will all have to decide, are they going to vote to keep Donald Trump in power, or are they going to convict him of high crimes and misdemeanors against the American Constitution? The vast majority of Republicans in the Senate are remaining silent at the moment, and that's not necessarily good news for President Trump, who must surely crave voices supporting him from within his own party.